Hello and welcome to another episode of Science Chat, the science communication podcast. I'm Sean Marshall. Science Calling is a weekly science blog written by Maria Daly, and I recently caught up with her and she told me all about the blog and what she has planned for 2012. Maria, what exactly is Science Calling?
Well, Science Calling is a science blog, and basically the aim is to talk about science in a way that people with both an interest in science and also the general public can understand. So there's different pieces that I generally write about on Science Calling. So write about activities and events that happen in Ireland. It's quite an Irish-focused blog, and also about new research. So that might be in Ireland or outside Ireland. And then different things like invasive species on our island and things like that. So with an Irish focus again, and then just random thoughts that I might have on science. So it's mainly written by me, but I really encourage guest posts because I think science communication really needs to be encouraged in Ireland. So people who write to me asking to write guest posts are generally very welcome.
So how often do you have guest bloggers?
Well, I like to have them at least once a month. I've had I think around 5 so far, and I'll have another of 3 more this week, because it's actually great you're talking to me this week, because we have our first week-long special on gender stereotyping, so we'll actually have 3 guest posts for that, so 3 new guest bloggers. So I think it's just I hope to have it as a way to encourage people to blog about science, because it really isn't done enough in Ireland.
And what made you decide to start it? Was it that you saw a gap in the blogosphere, as they call it, or did you just decide I'm going to get in on this blogging thing?
I suppose I did think there's not that much written about general science in Ireland. Like, blogs are either very specific or aimed towards schools or like specific subjects in college. So this is more a general science blog, and it has about research and biology, chemistry, maths. So it's all different types of subjects. And also just myself personally, I wanted to start writing about science, so I thought it was a good way to start doing it. And it's had great feedback so far, so I was very happy about that.
And you said earlier on that you write it both for the general public and for those with an interest in science. Do you find it difficult to be able to cover both of those things in a blog post?
Well, it is quite difficult to write about science in a way that will relate to people who maybe don't know about the subject. I suppose you don't want to be too simple as well for people who know about the subject. So it is quite difficult. I think it's about finding a balance, and it is surprising how much the general public do know, so you don't want to oversimplify it either. It is, you have to put a lot of thought into it.
Yeah, and the followers to your blog, are they predominantly Irish, or do you find that there is a lot of international interest as well?
It's a bit of a mixture. I think most of them are Irish, and most have it like maybe science background or an interest in science. So I suppose it's that's the next level, is trying to reach out towards more the general public. But there are followers from mainly kind of the UK and Europe as well. They are mostly from the Irish kind of science area.
And what kind of things have you been covering up to now?
Well, I've been covering a lot of things. I suppose the most exciting thing last year was I was invited to blog at the Falling Walls Science Conference in Berlin. So that was really interesting, to kind of really like Nobel Prize winners and people talking at it. I've also been covering a lot of events, and with the Dublin City of Science this year, that'll be kind of big for 2012, because there will be there's so many events happening this year. But in general, just if there's interesting science stories I come across, or especially there's so many interesting things that Irish researchers are doing, so That's what I kind of generally want to cover, just because Irish science isn't covered that massively in the media. So I think it's important to highlight it.
And how did the blogging for Falling Walls, how did that come about?
I was actually invited by the Falling Walls committee. I'm not sure exactly where they got to. Yeah, I'm not sure. It was an amazing month because I was nominated for an Air Conspire that month as well. So it was kind of a bit of an overwhelming month. But I'm not sure. They just invited me over. So it was great because I was the only Irish media representative there. So that was an amazing opportunity, especially since I'd only been blogging for a few months. So,
well, that's certainly pretty impressive. And about the Spider Awards, I was looking on your blog earlier on today, and I know that you didn't win the Spider Award, but to have an Irish science blog nominated for a Spider Award, I think is pretty important as well.
Yeah, and like Communicate Science's own essays down in Cork, he was nominated as well. So I think it's mainly about, like, I didn't mind not winning it, but it's mainly about getting science into the public in Ireland, because there really isn't enough coverage in the newspapers and in the media of science in a kind of an interesting way. So I think that's my main aim, and if I can help with that, that's brilliant.
Do you think it's more important that we try and communicate science via blogs and things like that now, rather than trying to change what's happening with the newspapers, or even to try and encourage the national broadcaster to put more science on the radio or TV? Do you think in this day and age, given the exposure that people have to the internet, that it's more important that we try and have more bloggers and get more science out in that way?
I think it's a bit of a mixture. Like, ideally, I would love if newspapers and media covered it more as well, because I suppose there is a more general audience, and there always will be kind of a wider audience that way. But I think to get there, we really need a kind of a large task force of bloggers behind us to show that there is a need for science communication, and in both podcasting or so radio, TV, that kind of, and then obviously newspapers. But I really think to get there, we need a lot of people to drive it. And but I think blogging is really important. Like, it's becoming more and more important, especially in science, and it is filling a gap in Ireland, especially for science coverage, because most of the science coverage, written wise anyway, comes from blogging or else maybe one or two newspapers. So I think it is filling a gap at the moment, but I think ideally it would be great if the media did come on board as well.
Do you find much interaction? Do you get much feedback, to your blog posts? I mean, I've read some studies where they find that it's really only if somebody is blogging about climate change or blogging about stem cells or something like that, that then everybody jumps in and it almost becomes like an argument. But when people are just blogging about, science news or new research that's being done, if it's not in one of these highly controversial areas, that, we know that people are reading the blogs because you can measure the traffic to them, but it generally doesn't seem, people don't seem to get involved and come back to you with comments and try and start a dialogue. What have you found with your blog?
Well, I think it does, like, if you have more controversial topics, you would get more of a dialogue, all right. I do get a few comments on posts. It kind of depends on if someone's areas of interest or not. Like, for instance, this week I started the gender stereotyping. I got a lot of feedback on that already, and it's only day one. And obviously that's kind of a bit of a controversial area. So, it is probably true that, like, the more controversial topics do get more dialogue. But I do try and encourage discussions and comments on my blog, because I think you do really need to talk about everyday science as well as the controversial science.
And as well as the gender stereotype event that you have running this week, what other events have you planned for Science Calling for 2012?
Well, I suppose the main big events that we'll be doing is one of the big ones towards the September-October timeframe, we'll be running an undergraduate science writing prize. So I'm actually, after collaborating with the Frog Blog on this now, so it's becoming the Young Irish Science Writing Prize. And he's going to organise the school side, and I'm organising the undergrad side. So we're currently looking for sponsorship and collaborators for that. But that'll be happening in September, October. And I think that's a really important aspect of trying to encourage science communication, and especially on my end from the undergrad side, because there isn't anything like that in Ireland at the moment, to encourage actually writing and communicating about science at an undergrad level, rather than leaving it until postgrad, because people mightn't think about that and they might go off into something else, whereas they could actually go into science communication. And then other things I'll be doing, I'll be doing some modern Irish science stories. So just like, instead of covering, say, I'll be covering new research as well, but how did that research get there? So the stories behind discoveries, basically. So that'll be kind of another thing. And also sometime throughout the year, probably during the summer, I'll be running a science blogging workshop. So just again, to try and encourage science communication, how to set up your blog, just a few different tips, that kind of thing. So I'm not sure if that'll be in a venue or online, but it'll be that'll be happening probably during the summer. So those are kind of the big events, and then obviously we'll have a story each Friday, and trying to have more guest writers.
So as well as producing the blog yourself, do you just fund the blog yourself? I mean, for the types of workshops that you're talking about, is it something that you will be seeking funding for, or that you have funding for, or is it just you sitting in a room with a computer doing all this work because you just want to tell everybody about science?
Yeah, no, I don't have any funding. It's completely me just wanting to communicate science because I think it's amazing, and I really don't understand how people keep saying it's boring and everything, so I want to get rid of all that. So no, it's just me. I am going to try and get some funding for the writing prize, but I still in process for that. But for the workshop, I'll probably try and get a venue for free somewhere. it's just me at the moment anyway.
And have you any event planned for the City of Science, or will you just be blogging as an interested observer?
Yeah, so for the City of Science, the writing prize will be in association with that. It's obviously, again, all still in progress, but that'll be part of that. And I'll be attending the ESOF conference and blogging from that as well. So I think there's going to be a Irish bloggers section. So I'm looking forward to be part of that. Just attending events and that kind of thing.
Okay. And on that note, I'd like to thank you very much for talking to Science Chat today.
Thanks very much, John.
Well, that's it for another episode of Science Chat. You can find out more about Science Calling and Maria at www.sciencecalling.com. And as usual, you can find out more about this and other Science Chat episodes at www.sciencechat.net/WordPress.